It's time for the Football Friday Preview Show. Join Matt Wilcox, Eric King, and J.R. Runyon as they break down the teams and preview the action before each Friday night in Faulkner County. Plus, look ahead to Saturday's UCN Hendricks game. The Football Friday Preview Show.
And good morning and welcome to the Stripes. Coach Nathan Brown of the UCA Bears, our special guest here this morning, along with the UCA Bears as a whole. And, Coach, when you texted down on the Stripes, I'm like, yes. I mean, we are excited, one, for football. And this is the beginning of our football preview shows for the year of 2026. But, man, I don't think there's any place here in Central Arkansas that's more exciting to start this show off and start this season off and right down here at the 40-yard line at Estes Stadium.
Yeah, I'll question our crew, though. They put y'all right in the sun.
You know, like, well, I was going to say, I think I can see your shadow behind you. But
luckily, my back's to it, so I appreciate you guys setting this up this way. But, yeah, no, we're excited to have you guys here. We got morning conditioning, morning workouts. We go at 6 a.m., and we kind of go through about 8 a.m. So you'll hear some whistles in the background, coaches yelling and screaming, players huffing and puffing. We're just trying to get them in shape.
Well, you know, and Eric, this is what's fun about this is it's right in the heart of it. And this is in this conditioning, I mean, you know, July, this is the earliest we've started our football preview because we've added Searcy into the mix this year. So we had to start it a little bit earlier. But I love it because, one, we get excited about football season. It kind of gets the adrenaline going. But two, we're seeing, especially here, at the gut level. You know, these are the things that come game day are going to make a difference because of what happens in these conditionings.
Well, football never stops, one. Yeah. Especially at this level. Again, this is a year-round job. You're actually watching I got this conditioning run. This is an old Bobby Bowden run.
Ooh,
so it's
okay.
You know, they're kind of running 400s right now. They're running incremental runs is what we call it. So he was big on you know, 5 to 6 seconds of a relentless effort. So you'll see them sprint for 5 to 6 seconds. They'll go into a jog for another about 8 seconds, and then they'll get into a walk for your recovery stage. And that was that way he did his conditioning test for 50-plus years. And so, obviously, old coaches, you learn and you grow and all that stuff. So this stuff's critical. I mean, you can't imitate a football game. I mean, you can't simulate it. And so you try to do little drills and things and conditioning stuff that hopefully imitates and gets their body ready for the grind, right?
Well, and with Florida State on the schedule this year, it just only made sense to incorporate to the Bobby Bowden aspect.
Yeah, we're going
to
be playing in Bobby Bowden Field. I mean, you know, they have his hat on the sideline that, you know, and as a silhouette. So it'll be fun. It's going to be a challenging year, but yeah, I mean, what a game that is.
Well, and so we'll talk about the schedule here coming up in a bit, but let's talk about the big number that kind of is sticking out there when you start looking at this team. And you've alluded to this that it's such a new aspect, and 42 was the number that was reported and kind of out there of new players, people you've not seen in a Bear uniform and you've not seen out there with your game plan and with all of your stuff out there. Talk about what that means for you as a coach coming in right here at this part of the season especially.
Well, at this point in my career, it forces me – well, I shouldn't say forces me. I have decided to take the approach of being a little more – instead of being just straight optimistic, I'm a little more cautiously optimistic. And so, again, a lot of these guys were recruited from prior schools. Obviously, we still do a great job in the high schools, but a lot of these kids come from prior universities where they maybe had success, you know, and played some ball and just needed a new change, or it may be a guy that's coming from maybe a Power Four school that was a special teams guy, backup, trying to play more. So again, there is some unknown, and we were talking before we went on air. I mean, it's just the element of the business now. I mean, we're not unique in this sense of having 42 new guys. I mean, you look across the country; it doesn't matter what level it is. I mean, you can go up 2.5 hours north of here, and Arkansas's in the same boat. I mean, it's a new team, a lot of new faces every single year, and you just try to do a good job of treating your players right while they're here, enjoying them while they're here, but also you know, putting them in a position where retention is important, and hopefully you can retain a lot of your good players just by the way you treat them, giving them a great experience. So we're excited about the new names and faces. We got some key guys back from last year's team, and that you know are all conference caliber players, and then we added to the mix, and so we're excited about the opportunity to, one, show these guys off, but two, have a lot of success this year.
You know, I heard one of the players coming off here a moment ago. He's like, I don't like you right now.
Yeah. Well, I've been told that many times, and that's okay. And you know, I don't expect you to like me while you're conditioning.
Exactly.
Right? You know, it's the necessary evil of the sport. And like I told them, Riley and Luke, my two kids, they don't like dad all the time. I just hope when they go to bed at night, they love me.
Yeah.
Right. And that's my goal with these guys.
I love you because you've not blown the whistle at me and had me run yet, because these guys are they're dragging right now. But Coach, I tell you, if you look out here, you like you said, the landscape changes a little bit, but it's got to make you feel good that a lot of these guys are here because they definitely want to be here. And you know, each and every year they got something to prove.
It's true. And again, college athletics is a business. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you've got to prove your worth.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's just the direction that the NCAA has took and went, and mm-hmm. you know, over the last 4 or 5 years. And you know what, that's okay. You got to evolve with it, right? But yeah, we believe UCA is a place of destination. We do. Obviously, we don't have the bells and whistles and some of the stuff that the Power Four schools have and some of the big Group of Five schools, but we feel like we give a good product to these young men. We obviously coach the heck out of them while they're here, and we've got a proven track record. If you want to and you're good enough and you want to get to the NFL, you can go play professional football from here. So there's a lot of pluses and perks to coming to UCA, and not to mention, you know, the campus and the community. I mean, that's a big selling point to any of these young men, especially their families.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're out here on the stripes. You're in a town that loves you. You're in a community that just eats up sports and athletics. And, you know, you come out here on a Saturday afternoon and run down this street a little bit, and you'll know that. So, again, I think it's just it's the nature of the business. A lot of these guys are out here trying to sell themselves, not just at this level, but like you said, to get to the next level. And I know it's kind of a happy day when you see those guys move on.
Yeah, it is. I mean, what you talk about get some joy in a coach's life is watching these guys succeed. And look. Majority of these young men on this field right now are not going to play professional sports and professional football, and that's fine. You know what? Like, the numbers say that, you know, we've got 105 guys that are going through this this morning. You know, 2% of them will get a shot. You know, 3% of them will get a shot. So the success I like, I had a young man actually yesterday stop by my office. He's finishing up PT school. I love – he played for me here for 4 years and got into PT school. Like I love seeing coaches across the state that played for us here. I love seeing doctors and physical therapists and businessmen that got a degree in the College of Business across campus. I mean, there's just so many things that get you joy. You know, I feel like part of our job and part of our calling as coaches, especially at this level with 18 to 22-year-olds, is setting them up for life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, at the end of the day, like, if we're not setting these young men up to be great husbands, fathers, leaders in their community, then we're doing them a disservice.
Well, and the thing, you know, too, one of the things that I love about a program like UCA that's unique and different, I think, than most people, kids or young men that go to places like Arkansas and you know, to Texas and all the big schools and stuff like that, I'm not so sure that they are as set on preparing them for life after football as what UCA does. And I think that that's such a, you know, to your point, the kind of kids that you got coming back that have gone on to do this, gone on to do this, gone on to do this, being successful in life, it, to me, is much more a part of the goal of a program like UCA as opposed to a Power Four type school.
It is, and you know, we're obviously, and I mentioned a second ago, college athletics became a business.
Yeah.
But you get to that level, it's a true cutthroat business. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is. What have you done for me lately? Can you, you know, and the amount of money being thrown around at some of those athletes at that level. I mean, I get it. I do. I mean, you're expected to produce, and so obviously we're not on that level. But like, I feel like these guys, and again, I say this all the time, and this is not to pat me on the back, but like, you don't have to schedule a meeting with the head coach here. Right. I'm always available.
Right.
You know, we've got a lot of these young men who come from Power Four schools that say, hey, I never saw the head coach, or we never went to the head coach's office. And I love guys coming in and just shooting the bull with me, right? Yeah. We don't even have to talk about football. Let's talk about life. Let's just hang out. Let's have an experience together, right? So, again, that's the beauty of this is obviously, you know, you got a school the size of UCA, which is great. Just that you got a big, a lot of enrollment. Good, you got a lot of people involved in this program and this university. But then it does have a small, kind of a small school feel at mm-hmm. the same time. And that's, I think we're in that happy medium, and that's a fun place to be.
Well, and I loved it when I got here. You're the one that's out on the Bearhead.
Yeah.
Okay. You're the one that's, leading these drills. You're not delegating this. I mean, you do a lot of delegation as a head coach,
of course,
regardless. And but out here at 6 o'clock in the morning, you're the one blowing the whistle. You're the one determining not just what these guys are going to do, but how they're doing it. And again, I think that speaks volumes to your personal involvement in the success of these kids.
Well, if I'm not touching them every day, then I'm not getting better. Two, they're probably not getting better either. I mean, look, I don't take this hands-off approach. Like, I love coaching ball. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I love the process of coaching ball. Like, this is the process. There's nothing cute about this. There's nothing sexy about seeing a bunch of big guys, 300-pounders, sweat. You know, like we think about the touchdowns and the big plays on Saturdays and the 60 minutes you play, but gosh, football's a unique sport. Mm-hmm. You literally play 12, you're guaranteed 12 games a year. Well, let's put that into perspective. I mean, baseball plays 60 games. Basketball plays 40 games. I mean, every other sport, there's so many more opportunities. We spend majority of our time doing this.
Yeah, exactly.
You've
got
to love the process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're a coach that doesn't love the process, and especially if you're a student athlete that doesn't love the process, this sport's going to chew you up and spit you out. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just the way it is.
When you look at just kind of that overall field going into this season, and who's your best conditioned athletes coming in, and then who do you think that's going to come out of this part of the process having grown the most?
Well, I think when you get to this part of the year, there's always excitement.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's 0-0. You got no losses
in the
L column, right? And so we're excited about that. But you watch stuff like this, and obviously you look at your skill guys, your DBs, your wide receivers. I mean, those guys were born to run,
Mm-hmm.
And I joke with our offense and defensive linemen. I mean, I don't have an offensive lineman. I may have a couple freshmen that are under 300 pounds, but most of them are grown into 300-plus pounders. And same with the D-line. And I joke with those guys. I say, man, again, I mentioned it earlier, it's a necessary evil. I said, God didn't make you to run. I get that.
I mean, these guys
hate this. But they also are going to appreciate it on Saturday when they're not tapping their helmet to get a sub in because they're tired and out of condition and out of shape. But, man, you look at the way guys work. I mean, we're going to try to get Donovan Amalo on here in a second. Talk about a guy at the front of this program right now just as a quarterback. I mean, what a conditioned athlete. A guy running a new name, a new face in that first group you were out here, JR, watching. A guy named Sir Christian Johnson. He's a DB transfer from Oklahoma. Like, he could run all day doing this.
Yeah.
I mean, so those top guys are going to be able to do this all day. It's bringing those big guys up to try to keep those guys in shape, as much shape as you can, so that, again, when you get to the third, fourth quarter or overtime, you got a chance to still be fresh and still be the more physical football team when it gets to that point.
Well, I tell you what I really like is to see the big boys kind of run by themselves.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's the goal on this. Like, don't brother-in-law.
Don't
brother-in-law. Pass them if you can, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we got a stretch of big boys right in front of us now. And Joey Sewers right there, he just transferred from Arizona State, played at Bentonville High School. I mean, he's 340 pounds. This ain't fun to him.
No, he's not loving life right now.
But he's grinding.
He is.
He's grinding, and that's what you like to see.
Well, and you look at this, and they see people in front of them, and they don't like it when people pass them.
100%.
I don't care who they are. I mean, these guys, I was trying to say, these guys right here compete.
Yeah, they're competitors.
And when somebody passes them, they try to, they're trying to keep up with the group or trying to get by them. But some of them, like you said, Coach, they're going from yardstick to yardstick.
Yep.
They're
yep.
competing. They're
yep.
grinding. And to see some, there is no way in the world at my size, I would ever take off my shirt and run in front of people. But these guys right here, hey, all that modesty and stuff's out the window right now because they're about to die.
When your heart rate's up like some of these boys is right now, and you got that much sweat, man, you're trying to get as little on you as possible.
Yeah.
And even if you're 320 pounds,
yeah, exactly.
You don't care what somebody says.
You don't care.
I like the way he looks. I don't like the way they don't care about that. What they care about is the coach looks like my effort.
Yeah.
And I think the effort is not just or the grading of a player is not just in what his skills are, but what his effort is.
I agree, and we talk about that all the time. I mean, ability will only take you so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, again, some of these kids have some unbelievable God-given traits and abilities. But if they don't have the work ethic or they don't have the competitive nature, I mean, they're going to get left behind. And so, again, that's something as a coach, like, you really cannot coach a kid to compete. Mm-mm. Like, you got to
have
the will.
It or don't.
Yeah. I mean, we can teach the X's and O's. We can teach fundamentals, a lot of things. But, like, the difference in being a great player and an average player is obviously the refuse to lose mentality. And again, at this level of ball, you know, playing in the United Athletic Conference Division I football at UCA, most of these guys are true competitors.
And absolutely.
So it's fun to watch that come out, even in something as simple as a conditioning.
Well, I've always heard coaches say, you know, I can get you stronger, I can get you faster.
Yeah.
I can't give you that
100%. I agree.
I mean, give you that heart.
There's something in people that – and, again, I think it goes to real life. Like, there's something in people that just – you got to dig deep sometimes, man. Like, this is a lose-lose situation for these guys. You know, we're trying to break them down. You know, at the end of the day, we want to break you down. Because if I can break you down right now on July 17th, on a Friday morning, like then you're more than likely not going to be broke down, November 12th in a big conference matchup.
Exactly.
You know? Like, we try to create as much adversity as we can in the summer so that when we get to the season, you know, it's easier.
Well, and, through all of that, you know, you got your bigs who – that physically, I mean, they're the call on them position-wise at the start of a play. Crouch down, on fingers, you know, whereas your running backs and your receivers and everybody else kind of standing up tall, you know. So that conditioning and getting that body in position to be in a, quote, abnormal
100%.
Physicality is so important at this point.
Yeah, play. I mean, who at 320 pounds, like our two tackles, I mean, our starting two tackles are massive human beings. Like, who wants to be in a three-point stance on play 80 on August 27th in Martin, Tennessee?
No, yeah, I don't see anybody raising their hands unless they're out there trying to compete right now.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough. You
exactly.
know, so, again, we can't simulate a game, but, again, you try to give them as many stuff in the summer that gets close to it again, you know, and that's what we're trying to do.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and then come back, and we'll start breaking down some of the athletes that are going to be a part of this program this season. We'll take a look at the offense, take a look at the defense, and get ready again. We'll take a look at the schedule coming up at the end of the broadcast here this morning. We are on the Stripes here at UCA, and it is our Football Friday preview show. We'll be back after this on Cat Country, 98.9 and 92.5, My Country Y107, and the all-new Big 92.7.
Today's medical system treats patients like products, not us. Conway Regional brings together key service lines, providers, and technologies to create a unique patient experience that is highly intentional and refreshingly personal. With a hospital in the heart of Conway, a trusted ER, women's services, all from a team that delivers more than medicine. This is not mass-produced healthcare. This is your healthcare. Conway Regional. Curated care.
The community of Conway continues to be committed to the Wampus Cats, just as Centennial is committed to our customers. Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success. Whether you are cheering on the Wampus Cats, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let us be your partner. Centennial Bank. Member FDIC.
Gas is so expensive these days, but not with fuel-efficient vehicles from Chris Crane Hyundai in Conway. Like the Tucson's loaded with technology, and there's even a hybrid model.
Stop playing the gas pump lottery with new Hyundai hybrids with up to 50 miles per gallon. Or get 0% financing for up to 60 months on new 2026 Tucson's and new 2026 Elantras. Start at just $22,995 at Chris Crane Hyundai on Museum Road in Conway and online at chriscranehyundai.com.
Now, back to the Football Friday Preview Show.
We are live on the Stripes here today, and we thank Big Bad Breakfast for making it possible for it to be out here and taking a look at high school football and college football and Faulkner County football. And, Eric, we've got a young man across the table here from us that we were just alluding to the fact that that sophomore year up in Bentonville, we took one look and went,
Ooh,
yeah,
that kid's special.
He's special, and they don't get any better. They don't get any better on the field, and they don't get any better off the field. I mean, this Donnie, he's a great kid, and I can remember going over there to Antioch at the Bethlehem Village during Christmas, and look up, and Donnie's dressed into some. He's a wise man. Yeah. I didn't know they had D1 quarterbacks back in those days, but yeah, he's a super kid, and we're glad he's back home. I'm sure Coach Brown is as pleased as he's back here as anybody, but Donnie, man, how's it going, brother?
It's going good back home, like you said, just living every day out, you know. It's a dream, it's a blessing.
Talking, of course, with Donovan Amolo, who has made the move here to UCA. And Donovan, first of all, tell us about the transition for you from high school to the collegiate ball, and then what you have seen so far here in the difference from your previous stint in Missouri up here now back to Arkansas and back to Conway.
Yeah, it was great. Went to Central Missouri out of high school, redshirted a year. My true freshman year, and then got to play all season last year. So it was good. I had a good time up there, but it was just kind of my calling. It was time to come back. So it's been a great transition. I love being back home.
So what's it like to be a Bear? I mean, you haven't walked out there on the field in game day yet, but certainly you've been around this program for a long time familiar with what Coach Brown has built here.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure as a quarterback himself, that has kind of given you some insight as to what you can expect with the program.
Oh, yeah. No, it means a lot. Growing up in Conway, always keeping up with the Bears and seeing all the greats that came before us and everything, and everybody was Coach Brown as coach, and even guys from high school like Braylon Smith, watching him here and everything. So it means a lot to be a Bear from Conway. There's just that connection and that brotherhood, and we got a lot of Conway guys on the roster that I played with in high school, so it's good. We got a lot of good people here. It means a lot.
Coach, when you look at Donovan and what he brings to your program this season, what are some of the things that attracted you to want him to be a part of this program?
One of the things is he's very, very adaptable and fluid. I mean, obviously we pull him from condition right now. He's sweating. he's gonna have your headset good and wet.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to hang that out to dry.
But he's a professional, right? He comes over here and acts like he just walked out and knew this was happening. I just grabbed him, right? Mm-hmm. So he's got an innate ability to just move the football. He gets first downs. I mean, you saw that in his year of playing last year at Central Missouri. He can really extend plays and make unscripted plays. I think that's what makes championship programs is teams that have quarterbacks that make the unscripted plays. 70% of the game is going to be unscripted. You'll call a play and it won't go to plan. And you got to have a quarterback that can adapt in the moment, right? The 6 seconds of the play. So Donnie can do that. He proved that at Central Missouri. He proved that through 15 practices of spring ball. He's got great legs. He can extend plays, but also just very accurate. Just a super, super accurate quarterback. Very detailed in his fundamentals and work is it, honestly got to tell him to stop working, and that's a good problem to have to pull somebody back than have to push them, right? And so the work ethic's there along with the God-given talent, and the sky's the limit for a guy like Donnie.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, Donnie, I've always say you're kind of like the silent assassin because, man, you're a leader, and I think when people you just make people around you better, and I think that's really that's a tool that quarterbacks, although I wasn't one, but you got one, a great one right there sitting beside you.
Oh, yeah.
I think that he would probably tell you, too, that it's just it's when you walk out on that field you mean business.
Yeah.
When you get into that huddle, you just you don't command respect, you get respect. What does that mean in your role to be the quiet leader?
Yeah, it means a lot to me. Kind of years of figuring it out. I'm still trying to figure it out. I think leadership is through, like words. You can be vocal, but it's also through your actions. So I think taking guys with you, like when you come up in the building every morning to go watch tape or something, bring guys with you. And, guys see you in the building every day working and everything, and they want to be a part of that. And it proves on Saturday when, those guys want to play for you because they know how much work you put in and that we kind of built together. So taking it from, the vocal aspect, you don't always got to be the loudest, the most vocal person in the room, as long as they can trust you and know that you've done your job and prepared as much as possible to go out there and they'll want to play for you and fight for you.
Well, I think we saw that in high school with him. In a sophomore, people just kind of circled around you. They circled the wagons as you were so successful over there. And I've heard Coach James say you probably one of the tops that he's ever coached, and that says a lot because he's coached a lot of great players, a lot of great quarterbacks. And I know Jay's talked a little bit about some of the stuff at Conway, but what in high school prepared you for this?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say a lot of prepared me in high school is just, I think, just work ethic. I think just God-given work ethic. I feel like my mind have always just been, kind of been a little different, that you had to push me out of the building instead of keep telling me to come on and everything. So I feel like that in high school. And then when Coach James got around and kind of changed the mentality of that program my senior year, I always say I kind of wish I had him all 3 years, just how he changed everything. And I had a lot of deep conversations with him and stuff about, you know, the next level and how he can prepare people. And he's put so many players. He has hundreds of kids playing college football. So I think he did change the mentality and mindset a lot and showed me how to, like, truly work hard and stay after practice and be the first one in the building and the last one out. So,
how does it feel to step into a program now here at UCA where you're not the only new, okay?
Yeah.
So you're not, like, having to step into an offense where three or four of your key people have already been playing in it. So you guys kind of get to build your own gel here, would you say?
Yeah. I think that's Coach Brown always says it all the time. That's the reality of college football now. I mean, you got a new roster, and you're playing with new teammates every year no matter where you're at. So I think that's why the off seasons are so huge and building that chemistry and, you know, having those team, you know, pool parties and stuff off the field and outside of the facility to kind of gel together and just get to know each other, because we got about 12 months from this thing since we started in January. So just trying to know the guys as much as possible, using the off season, you know, to be in the building, you know, throw with the guys outside of the building, just kind of build that chemistry and get to know them and know them, like, outside of football too, know them as a person. So,
Coach, how important is that to have your quarterback not just know what the plays are and know what he's supposed to do or how to react and this and that, but that familiarity and that that gelling with the other players around? How important is this part of the season in preparing that for a quarterback or for a team?
Well, it's everything. I mean, again, we're limited how many times we can touch our players in general, just rules, right?
Yeah.
So, again, your quarterback is a reflection of your coaching staff. Everybody looks the quarterback. I don't care whether you want to be looked at or not as a quarterback, you're looked at.
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Like being a head coach. I mean, like, if we lose a game or win a game, like, coach is getting all the credit. Coach is getting all the discredit when you lose, right? Same thing with a quarterback. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a marriage, right? So outside of, you know, the 8 to 10 hours we can spend with them in the summer, you know, with scheduled things, like, it's important for our quarterbacks or whoever that quarterback is. Obviously, we're talking to Donnie right now. Really, the group to really grab a hold of this team and take them for the ride, because, again, I mentioned earlier, you play 12 games. Mm-hmm. That's all you're guaranteed. Most of our time is spent doing this. You know, you practice more than you play in football. And that's just – it just is what it is. You prepare more than you play in football. And so the prep, the extra stuff, again, the team camaraderie, the gelling, just the things that Donnie said. I mean, again, he's the catalyst for that. You know, your quarterback position is the catalyst for all that.
Well, it's really the only sport, I think, that founds that. Because in baseball, I mean, they get on the offense a little bit for not hitting some, and then maybe the starting pitcher a little bit for not not doing what they're doing. And basketball, I don't know who you blame it on. You can't have anybody to blame it on.
Yeah.
And then you might blame it on Jordan for not scoring 80, but I mean, other than that, you don't. So, you know, all eyes are on the quarterback. And so, and just like you said, all eyes are on the coach. So, but I mean, in my mind, you got the best guy, because he's going to represent the program with the best class that you possibly can in a person off the field. And I promise you, there's not a guy around here, JR, that we've been able to watch that's got the worth of ethic that Donnie has.
Yeah. Donnie, we'll never forget that play in Bentonville.
I
replay that
yeah.
in my mind, and now I'm doing the math back, which, you know, is not my strong suit, Eric, when it comes
Oklahoma,
to math.
I'm
but
sorry.
Yeah, well, you know. But 2023 Faulkner County Player of the Year. So that means 2021 was when you made that play 5 years ago. When you look back on that play at Bentonville, when you took it around the right side and refused to be tackled, talk about your appreciation of the game and growth in the game. Then, and where do you feel like that plays like that and situations like that have prepared you for what you're going to face here this year?
Yeah. It's a good question. I'm just kind of growing up. That's how I kind of trained, and I would go up there with a buddy. Like, I never, you know, I kind of taught myself how to throw football. So I kind of, all that unscripted and kind of different arm slots, it kind of just came natural to me. So I think that I can use that a lot on the field and everything. And just through high school. In the college is when I started kind of learning the X's and O's and deeper and about coverages and all types of stuff my freshman year. So kind of just a compilation of all that stuff to get me here today. So
Well, we're proud to have you here today in Conway and back here. And I know that Coach Brown is proud to have you as a part of this program. And we're excited to see what 2026 and beyond leads to for you.
And we wish you the best, man. And I'll tell you this, just like you said a while ago, you wish you had had him 3 more years. Coach James wish he could have had you 3 more years. I promise you. So, but, yeah, we wish you the best, brother, and proud of you, and go Bears.
Get back to work.
Go sweat some more. So, Donovan Amalo joining us here this morning.
See you, Bob.
As we continue with our Friday morning football preview show. And, Coach, it like you said, it doesn't take but 2 seconds for him to open his mouth and start talking and realize what kind of young man you've got.
Well, you were talking a little bit about just the quarterback kind of taking the lead and the bull by the horns as far as building the team outside of the coaches, right? Well, talk about a perfect storm. You're talking about a guy that is from Conway.
Yeah.
You know, I've got kids from 14 different states on this roster. And so there's a lot of people a long way from home. So then you get your one of your quarterbacks who this is home. You know, he knows where the good places to eat are. He knows where to hang out. He knows, you know, he's got connections within the community. I mean, so he's really done a good job of bringing all those new faces along and making them feel like they're at home here. I think that's a big deal. And I think that's important, not just Donnie, but just keeping a lot of Conway kids at home. Greenbrier kids, you know, I got a great one, right? I mean, Enoch, I've seen him running by 14 different times.
I'm not sure, but he looks like a robot, man. Yeah, that dude is.
I mean, he's built different.
Listen, as a former Panther, we didn't have him built like that back in the day. I'll bet you. I promise you.
That's not just a former Panther. There's not many people across the country built like that.
Gee whiz.
But you talk about a good deal. I mean, you bring in two running backs in Enoch and Trey Harris, and that's two local kids, right? I mean, the you know, Trey, y'all know Tremaine.
Oh,
I mean, Tremaine's really pulled in these kids. I mean, there's just so many pluses to keeping Central Arkansas kids, you know, in the community. Obviously, they need to be good players. But again, there's enough good talent around here that we should be able to sign 4 or 5 kids from this area every single year. And then that helps us when we bring guys from outside in, right? It helps, right?
It's they want to be here.
Feels more comfortable.
Yeah, well, and, you know, talking about Tremaine, talking about Trey's dad. I mean, you know, his daughter's played softball.
Oh, yeah.
She was a great
one of the greats
athlete. And I always like to mess with Trey and say, "Bub, your sister's a little bit better than you."
He may not admit it, but I'm gonna say as of right now, he's still got work to do. He's the second best athlete in that family.
hands down.
Tremere runs circles around his
Yes,
butt.
Sir.
Well, so let's talk about that running back room, and let's talk about those skill positions, running back, wide receiver. Kind of what do you have returning, and what do you have that's coming in that you feel like is going to be able to contribute? Because, I mean, you lost with Chambers and Henry, you know, losing them from a year ago. You've got big holes to fill.
We do. I mean, you lose two all-conference players and Malachi Henry, who went to the University of Cincinnati, and Landon Chambers at running back, who went to Central Florida. Good for them. Good situations. They were able to go capitalize on their ability, and happy for them to find a landing spot at great programs. But look, at receiver, we're really in a healthy position. I returned after Malachi, my other three top receivers. Ty Durham played at Bentonville West High School. He's one of our starting slot receivers. Arlie Lee played at Stuttgart High School. He's I call him our power forward. He's a 50-50 ball catcher. He can go make all the plays you want down the field. And then Tyrell Pollard transferred to us last year from a junior college in Mississippi. You know, he's an All-American type talent. So those three guys are going to really lead us at the wide receiver positions. Obviously, we'll have to have some other guys step up. I'm excited about the group we have in there. At running back again, Landon Chambers carried the load last year. I mean, he was really a throwback running back. He's a guy you could hand the ball to 25, 30 times a game, and you just don't see that a lot in this era of football. But he was versatile. He was healthy. He's flexible. I mean, he was able to maintain his body throughout the year that you were able to do that. And again, it resulted in him rushing for a lot of yards and obviously capitalizing and getting an opportunity at the power four level now. But coming back, we've got everybody else coming back from that running back room. And then Jalen Washington is a kid that I'm excited about. I think he's got the potential to be a 1,000-yard rusher. You know, he was really injured a lot last year, but he's healthy and looking good this year Chapman McCown transferred to us from OU last year. Again, he returned punts for us last year. He got spot duty at running back, but he's got a ton of ability. And then Cam Young, who was kind of an injury bug last year a little bit. He's a bigger back, big physical back. He transferred to us last year from Murray State. And, again, a lot of those guys got limited reps because of Chambers. Mm-hmm. But, again, they've got a ton of ability. And then we were fortunate enough to get in the transfer portal and bring in James Joyner, who signed with Arkansas a few years back out of Little Rock Parkview. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a big back, physical back, kind of has the Landon Chambers type body. You know, I think that room is in a really, really good position. Obviously, y'all know how I think about Coach Will Kennedy. He's done a great job, one, recruiting, but also doing a good job developing those guys and really creating a room of competition and a room that hopefully we can – you know, you may see some different numbers. It may not be a guy getting 25, 30 carries a game, but I do think that we have a chance to be really good up there. And I think a lot of that has to do with our offensive line. I think we're really talented on the offensive line.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that line.
Yeah, well, I was just fixing to ask you. The kid from Bentonville?
Yeah.
You know, I see he's hard not to see.
Joey Sewell.
So when Bentonville comes to Conway or we go, I always see him, and he's always got a Bear shirt on or something. But, you know, he's one of those guys that you talk about the bookends and you talk about how the size there. And then you talked about your line early in the year. What kind of depth do we got there at offensive line?
You know, I feel really, really, really confident with 8 or 9 guys right now. And, again, you know, you keep about 14 to 15 on scholarship. Now, when I say 8 to 9, you know, a lot of these guys are – some of those guys I'm not confident in yet are brand-new guys, mm-hmm. freshmen or, you know, maybe second-year players. But, you know, it all starts at our center position. Sinan Chappell is our starting center. He started 12 games for us last year. He's an all-conference caliber center. I mean, it's kind of like quarterback. I mean, it starts in the middle. It starts, you know, you got to get the ball snapped. You got to get us in the right protections, the right looks in the run game, and the center does all that. And Sinan has a good grasp of this offense and what we do. I'm excited about those other 4 spots, though. I mean, look, I've got at left guard a guy that started for us at right tackle, but okay, you might say, well, that's interesting. Chaylen Piney started for us, you know, 10 games last year at right tackle. Well, that just tells you the type of tackles we were able to recruit and bring in. Mm-hmm. Now we can bump him inside to left guard, right? At the tackle positions, I signed Bennett Ringlev, a right tackle from the University of Tulsa. He played over 500 snaps for Tulsa last mm-hmm. year. You know, he's a kid that's got a lot of experience, good size. LaJuan Owens at left tackle, we signed him from Cal. Kid started 12 games, guys.
Wow.
I mean, he's just – now, funny story, goes back to knowing, being in the right place, right time, knowing people, recruiting. Sinan Chappell and him are childhood friends, high school teammates.
I'll be.
Wanted to play together. Pretty cool deal, hey, right? My starting center and my starting left tackle are best friends. So that's, you know, going back to childhood. And then the one to watch, I'm going to tell you this, is Leroy Woolridge. Leroy Woolridge, we signed him out of Tyler Junior College. He's the most talented offensive lineman I've ever coached. He's athletic. He's not the biggest I've ever coached, but he's one of the most athletic kids. The kid can play all 5 spots. He can play center, he can play guard, he can play tackle. He's going to slot in right now as our starting right guard. But, again, I'm just really, really excited about that group. J.D. Dew playing my offensive line. He's my new offensive line this coach this year. He's got a young, strong mentality. He's coaching the heck out of him every single day. He knows what it looks like. He started over 50 games in the Big Ten. Coach DuPlain did at Michigan State. So he knows what it looks like. He's played at the highest level. And I think that group's gotten better. They've gotten better and better every day. Again, a lot of new names, new faces. I'm excited about Lane Jeffcoat. He played a lot of snaps for us last year. Again, if you look out here and you look at a guy that's, you know, he's the biggest human being I've ever coached. He's 6'9", 325 pounds. I mean, you talk about a guy that's hard to get around. But a good group and excited about him.
He played basketball a little
bit,
too, didn't he?
He played at Bentonville West.
Big kid.
Yep. He's massive, isn't he?
He's huge. He's huge. I remember him playing basketball as well.
So, in coaching and football, everybody understands how important that gelling again of the offensive line, that familiarity.
Yeah.
There's probably no group that has to be more dependent upon each other than that offensive line, just because of where they are with regards to the play. Talk about how that develops in this offseason. I mean, you can only take so many snaps in preseason against the guys that know you every week. You know, how do you prepare those guys, or how do those guys prepare for game 1?
it's time spent together. I mean, at the end of the day, like, you are, again, you say this, and again, it kind of sounds cliche as a football coach or the offensive line, five is one, right? I mean, it's five guys that, you know, have to come together as one on every single play. And, that, you know, the key is communication. You know, you can have five guys with unbelievable ability, but if you're not good communicators on the offensive line, you're going to struggle. And so what? How do you get good at communicating and basically learning each other's language is spending time together. So there's not a position in our program that probably spends more time watching film, walking through, hanging out. I always call them the herd because they look like a bunch of cows because they just, you know, again, they're big. You know, that's no knock on them. They're just big dudes. But they, you know, they tend to gravitate toward the shade. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And then they tend to gravitate toward the water source. And then they gravitate toward the air conditioning. And then, but then when the whistle blows, they're ready to go.
Exactly.
But they spend time. It's time, you know. And so if you don't spend time together in the offensive line room, you're not going to have success at that position.
Absolutely. Well, when we come back, we'll go to the other side of the line. We'll talk about the defense here for UCA as we get ready for the 2026 season. We are on the stripes here at UCA this morning in our Football Friday preview show, brought to you by our good friends at Big Bad Breakfast. We'll be back after this on Cat Country 98.9 and 92.5. My Country Y107 and the all-new Big 92.7.
Gas is so expensive these days, but not with fuel-efficient vehicles. From Chris Crane Hyundai in Conway. Like the Tucson's loaded with technology, and there's even a hybrid model.
Stop playing the gas pump lottery with new Hyundai hybrids with up to 50 miles per gallon. Or get 0% financing for up to 60 months on new 2026 Tucson's and new 2026 Elantras. Start at just $22,995 at Chris Crane Hyundai on Museum Road in Conway. And online at ChrisCraneHyundai.com.
The community of Conway continues to be committed to the Wampus Cats, just as Centennial is committed to our customers. Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success. Whether you are cheering on the Wampus Cats, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let us be your partner. Centennial Bank. Member FDIC.
Today's medical system treats patients like products, not us. Conway Regional brings together key service lines, providers, and technologies to create a unique patient experience that is highly intentional and refreshingly personal. With a hospital in the heart of Conway, a trusted ER, women's services, all from a team that delivers more than medicine. This is not mass-produced healthcare. This is your healthcare. Conway Regional, curated care.
Now, back to the Football Friday Preview Show.
Hey, welcome back here to the Stripes on the campus of the University of Central Arkansas. And glad to have you on board with us here for our Football Friday Preview Show. And talking today, of course, with Coach Nathan Brown of the UCA Bears. And I know you love to talk offense because, you know, that's where you came from. But let's talk about defense and what you can expect out of this team as you prepare to make your run here in 2026.
Well, what I'm excited about is we've got experience back from last year's team at all three levels. And when I say all three levels, D-line, linebacker, and then the secondary. So, you know, again, I think you build it from the middle out. You know, I really do. I think that's important. You know, we got returning all-conference caliber D-tackle and Travion Traylor. I mean, I'm going to take him. He's one of the young men I'm going to take to media days next week to represent our program. Originally out of Russellville High School. You want to talk about a guy that just is built different. I mean, he's built different, and he's the best interior D lineman to me in the conference. And so it'll be fun to watch him, you know, play and really grow on the year he had last year. Ashton Williams is back as our starting Mike linebacker from Robinson High School. You know, he was our second leading tackler last year. You know, he's really taken a step forward leadership wise, changed his body. I mean, he looks the part. He walks out here and really looks like what a middle linebacker is supposed to look like. And then Marcus Washington at safety, you know, he was a guy that was our kind of our guy that got us lined up last year. He was a quarterback on defense. He's back, had a chance. All three of those guys, they could have been gone. They were good enough to be gone, and they decided to stay and stick with it. They love UCA, and again, I think we're going to reap the rewards for, you know, guys like that committing to our program. But that's what gets me excited. That's just naming three guys off all three levels. But again, I truly believe you build it from the inside out when it comes to defense. I mean, if you got that interior core taken care of, you build it out to the edge, to the nickels, to the corners, you're going to be fine on defense.
Well, and I think they reap a reward as well, Coach, from hanging in there and staying here. Just, you know, because that helps you out to let them know these guys are team players.
Yeah.
They're here. They're here to make everybody else around them better.
Yeah, and that's exciting. I mean, like – you know, it's funny because recruiting's not like it used to be. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of recruiting wins is keeping your players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and so when you keep three guys like that, and obviously there's more. I hadn't mentioned that we were able to keep off last year's roster. That's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Sure.
I mean, it's huge to keep those guys.
Well, when you look at some of the new guys then coming in, who are some that have already kind of caught your eye, whether it be they caught your eye when you recruited and brought them in, or maybe have stepped up here in the preseason activities?
Well, starting out on the first level, D-line, I mean, like, we needed to sack the quarterback more. We didn't sack the quarterback enough last year. We got to the backfield a good bit. We just weren't able to finish plays. So we put a premium on recruiting edge guys and edge rushers. Caden Thomas is one from Fayetteville State. That's a Division II program in North Carolina. He was an all-conference, all-American D2 player. 9-10 sacks at Fayetteville State. Again, he's got NFL body, 6'4.5", 260 pounds, can really bend and get around the edge. I'm excited about what he brings to the table. Going to the second level, guy named Sam Jackson at linebacker. You know, we feel comfortable about linebacker. We want to bring in one person with really good experience. Well, he led Arkansas Tech in tackles last year in Russellville. So he's got college experience. He's led a program in tackles. He could slide in at that wheel linebacker position with his ability. And then let's go to the secondary. I mentioned earlier Sir Christian Johnson. You know, I mentioned him running earlier, like just being in shape. Like, he's a transfer. He's a transfer from a Division II program, Southeastern Oklahoma, in Oklahoma. And you know, he was a D2 all conference player. Tons of ability. 6'1", 180 pounds. Really long. Has good ability. And then Tate Bullock is from Norman, Oklahoma. He's going to play our boundary safety. He's got that big body, strong mentality. Can really cover, but also can come down and tackle you.
So you talked about a bunch of those guys in there, and Buck Cobbs. I don't know what he goes by or what he is. Tell you what, he looks good on the hoof, as they say.
Buck knows his way around a weight room.
Yeah.
He is, and Buck's got a ton of experience. And Buck at Sacramento State last year had a groin injury that actually ended up being a hernia that, you know, basically put him out for the whole year. That was a big loss for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Buck was a starting end other side of David Walker the year before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
who's that?
Who's that guy?
Yeah. It's not bad if you're backing him up.
Just a guy fighting for a starting job with the Buccaneers right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, Buck's going to have a huge year. He's healthy. He looks good. Again, like you said, he on the hoof. I mean, mm-hmm. he looks different. You know, Buck Cobb, Sam Horton's a guy as well that's been here on the edge that I think's going to have a huge year. And then a name to remember, and I want people to remember this, he's a local – I say a local kid. He's an Arkansas kid, homegrown, recruited out of high school. I just think he's got potential to be a big-time sack guy for us on the edge, is Carmelo Allen from Fordyce, Arkansas. Just really has grown a lot. Coach Davis, my D-line coach, who's been with me for many, many years, he thinks he could be the best he's coached.
Wow.
And he's coached some good ones. Again, he's got a long way to get to Dave Walker. But as a young player with just some natural ability, that's a name to remember, is Carmelo Allen on the front.
Well, let's talk about it. The schedule this year starts off at UT Martin. Nothing like having a conference game in game two, right?
How about that one? Yeah, again, West Florida, you know, that's a new member to our conference. Excited about them, obviously, you know. Ball on the beach. I think they're Pensacola, Florida, and you know that's they've had a great run at the Division II level, and you know there's been whispers about them for a couple of years making the jump, and we were fortunate enough as a conference to add them. I think that's good competition, but yeah, August 27th, UT Martin. That's a big game. I saw today or yesterday, they're picked first in their conference in the OVC. So I mean, obviously they've got some high standards that they're trying to meet, and obviously the Coach Simpson. A lot of people may know his name now. He's been there for over 20 years. Well, his son is Ty Simpson, right? So, I mean, like, he's got a pretty good track record of ball, and his son obviously had a great career at Alabama and got drafted in the first round by the Rams. So, Coach Simpson does a great job there. They're going to look like us, good athletes, long, recruit the same top players. That'll be a good gauge for us. I mean, a team in the OVC that's picked really high, obviously first in their league right now. They're a team that's been in the playoffs, you know, three or four times in the last 5 or 6 years. On the road, you know, let's see what we're made of right out the gate. And again, I think it's going to come down to who executes and who's in better shape. August 27th, it's going to be hot in Martin, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. It's not far from here. What, about 4 hours?
That's an easy trip. So yeah. If there's Bear fans, I mean, that's going to be an easy trip. Just get on I-40. You'll go north once you get past Memphis a little ways, and Martin ain't far. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's an easy trip for
we might
for
have
fans.
To road trip and do the show from the next morning from there. So,
So then let's talk about, we got Central Arkansas or Central Oklahoma coming in on the 12th. And then a trip to Southeast Missouri State. Talk about those couple of games.
UCO is one of the we kind of got. Look, we had North Dakota State to play here this year, and they made the jump to FBS, to the Group of Five level, and so that kind of put a chink in our scheduling, because they weren't going to, an FBS team isn't going to travel to Conway, Arkansas. So we had to find a game, and UCO had an open date, and that's a good game for them to come across, not too far from where they're at. Coach Adam Durrell is there. He's one of the best coaches at that level. He's won three national championships as the head coach at Northwest Missouri. He was that head coach at Abilene Christian. I've coached against him when he was at Abilene Christian, so I know him well. And then SEMO, we've had some battles with SEMO over the years. Again, they're picked second in the OVC behind UT Martin. So in the first 4 weeks, we'll play the preseason number one, and the preseason number two team in the OVC. So that's a good challenging off, you know, as far as non-conference early schedule for us.
Well, then it's that trip down to Florida State.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to that. And again, it's obviously a money game for us and an opportunity to benefit from playing a Power Four program. But the attraction of it is obviously Mike and Coach Norvell, and he's a UCA alum, and all the Bear fans remember Mike as a player, but obviously, probably know him better now as the coach that he's been at Memphis and the success he's had at Florida State. Good friend of mine. Him and I were roommates. He was a couple years older than me, but I was able to, I lived in his rent house with him and his wife Maria whenever I first got here, and still very close to Mike and respect the heck out of him. And he's such a giving person back to our program with the success he's had. He wants to see UCA succeed. That's going to be a fun trip. That's going to be a good experience.
Well, and it's great for your kids. I mean, that's the thing, is probably they looked at that and they go, we get to play Florida State. I mean,
No question. You think about over the years some of the venues that we've been fortunate enough to go play in. I mean, it's fun. It's neat. It's you're going to hear that war chant. There's something special about that. I mean, that's if you think about college football, that's probably one of the top five traditions probably in football, in college football, is that war chant. And the success that Coach Bowden had there, and then the national championships, and just the NFL players that have came out of there. I mean, it's a unique place there in Tallahassee.
Well, and I think more than anything is, you talk about it being a money game, but there's no doubt when those Bears get off the bus, they got one thing in mind, and that's to win and have a big upset. And what kind of stage and what kind of a feather in the cap, no pun intended, since they're going to be in order. Sure. But, man, I'll tell you what, to go there and pull off an upset would just be unreal.
It would. And again, we're not going to go into any game thinking we're an inferior opponent. We're going to go into every game and compete. And so, in games like that, and I've been in some very, very tight Power Four games. I mean, we've had the lead at Ole Miss before. We've lost on the last drive against Colorado before. Heck, 3 years ago, we should have beat Oklahoma State.
Yes.
So, I mean, I've been in those games. And so, you just got to play clean football. You got to believe, one. Mm. You can't go in there beat when you walk in the stadium. But also, you got to have a lot of things go your way. And if that stuff happens, anything can happen if you can get it to the fourth quarter.
Well, and you got a guy right there that believes, I think. he's still out here with Donnie. And it's amazing to see the culture that's been built here at UCA.
No question.
So then they got two more road games before you head back here to the Stripes at Abilene Christian and Tarleton State. you know, somebody said the schedule doesn't get easier, right?
That's a tough stretch. You know, you go into, you know, down to Texas 2 weeks in a row, and obviously the success that those two programs have had the last couple of years. You know, I don't want to say that that's a pivotal part of our season, you know, our schedule, but the reality of it is, I mean, mm-hmm. that's a big 2 week stretch there, especially coming off of a Florida State game. So if you look at the front end of our schedule, there's a lot of road trips.
Yep.
If we can survive, you know, those first 6-7 weeks, you know, you get to the back half, and I think three yep. of our last four are at home.
Mm-hmm.
You yep. know, and
well,
that, and
four
and
out of the last
four,
five.
Four out of the last five are yep. home. I mean, that's, you know, it's a little bit lopsided, but again, that's the way scheduling works, you know, these days, because of so many conference movements and alignments and all that stuff. You got to adjust and be fluid on the fly as far as scheduling goes. But again, you know, we just got to get to that back third of the season in a fighting position. And I think we will. I think we got the team and the makeup to do that. I'm excited about that.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, this is going to be a fun season. We want to encourage folks. The thing that we of course will keep each week up to date what's going on with the program. Hopefully have you on maybe circle that October 3rd is
yeah.
a chance to have you on here, since that's an off week, or October 2nd actually would be the airtime. But excited about what you're doing here and what this program is doing. And the last thing I just want to touch base on is the commitment from UCA. I know that there was talk about the financial commitment yep. to the athletic program.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. And again, we've talked about it at length this over the last hour, just the world college sports mm-hmm. is. And it's not – I mean, it used to be the elephant in the room, but the elephant's out. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to have money, and you've got to be able to invest in these players. And we're so thankful that our university, starting with President Houston Davis, our board of trustees, Matt Whiting, our athletic director, and really just our supporters and donors and alums that have given us the opportunity to now give us an opportunity to share revenue with our athletes. Look, you're not keeping up if you're not doing that.
No, exactly.
And you know, you can make excuses, you can say this, you can say that. But at the end of the day, like in 2026, you've got to be able to put some money in these guys' pockets. And fortunately for us, the university is committed to that. We're very thankful for that. And I think you're going to see the reward of that in the coming, not only this season, but the foreseeable future because of that commitment.
Well, Coach, I want to thank you not just on your football IQ and not for what you've done for the UCA and your playing career and coaching career, but for the person that you are and for the way that you want to instill these young men for after football experience. I mean, I've known you for a long time, and you know, it's amazing to see where you come from in Russellville, and then yep. come all the way up where you are right here, and now you're the head coach. And again, it don't just stop right here on the stripes. I mean, you are wanting these guys to, like you said a while ago, go beyond. And if you make it to the NFL, great. But if you don't, and you're whatever you may be, I think you're preparing them for that, and I want to thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate that.
Absolutely. And you're unashamedly proud of your faith. And yep. what that means to you and your family, and what it means to these kids, and that's really where it starts.
Well, I got a good wife. That's where it starts.
We all do, buddy.
I still got her tricked after 17 years.
We all do.
But Jessica is about as good as it gets. We've got two great youngins, and Riley and Luke, and man, what a blessing to be able to raise them doing this.
Mm-hmm.
My kids get to live in Conway, Arkansas. They get to grow up in that locker room in there,
mm-hmm.
which – it's good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
It can mess them up and down.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to ever doubt that they're cultured. You know what I mean? But man, what a blessing for us. And I'm thankful for the promotion that you guys give to our program. And again, it's about the community. It's about the people.
And great Christian parents. I mean, you got to think about it. I'll always look at that now. And so kudos to your wife and yourself for putting faith as that foundation and for raising the kids, not just in the locker room, but also in those positive environments.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Coach Nathan Brown joined us here this morning. It is our Football Friday preview show. We will be moving to Conway Christian next Friday morning as we start our high school countdown to the 2026 season. Again, want to encourage you to follow the UCA Bears. If they're in town, you need to be right out here, because there's nothing like that atmosphere on game day, Coach.
It's awesome. Yeah, we need all the support we can get. I tell people, best bang for your buck.
It is.
Absolutely.
You ain't got to fight a ton of traffic. You go up to Arkansas or wherever else, you're going to be spending 2 hours in traffic. Come hang out on Bruce Street for a couple hours before and after the game. Come watch some high-quality football for 60 minutes, and then be home in 10 minutes.
Yeah, and then eat the best food over there.
Ain't no doubt. All they got to do is find you.
No, it ain't me. It's hey, Uncle Tim's, man. Uncle Tim's around somewhere.
I do have to give my man Uncle T. I always give him a shout-out.
It's awesome.
Guys, thanks so much, and we'll be back with you again next Friday morning as we get ready for the 2026 football season at uca.edu/athletics or ucasports.com, I believe it is. Yeah, ucasports.com. You can stay on top of all things that are happening, and, of course, each and every day with our Chris Crane Hyundai Sports Update, we'll keep you up to date, and we'll also keep you right here with what's going on the Football Friday Preview Show here on Cat Country 98.9 and 92.5. My Country Y107. And the all-new Big 92.7.